CBS News Brief. An unmanned SpaceX mega rocket broke apart after blastoff from Texas.
We did spring a leak in some of the fuel tank systems inside of Starship.
The company's last two launches also ended with explosions. Detectives in Waterbury, Connecticut say a suspect is in custody after a shooting at a local mall. Police Chief Fernando Spagnolo.
There were five victims that were struck by gunfire here. They were all transported to local area hospitals where they received treatment.
The Gaza war turned 600 days old today. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert wrote an op-ed for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz.
There is a very popular opinion by, I believe, majority of the Israelis who think that we have to stop the war now.
Chaos erupted at a new aid distribution site in Gaza when thousands of hungry Palestinians overwhelmed the center in Rafah. The local health ministry says one person was killed, 48 wounded when forces opened fire on the crowd. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Billie Eilish had an outstanding Memorial Day weekend. She took home an award for every category she was nominated in at the American Music Awards Sunday night, thanks to her album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Eilish was nominated 7 times, including for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, and Favorite Pop Album. She also won for Song of the Year and Favorite Pop Song. Beyonce brought home 2 awards for Favorite Female Country Artist, and her somehow controversial album, Cowboy Carter, notched her a Favorite Country Album trophy. Post Malone also now has his first country music award after winning Favorite Male Country Artist. Eminem took home 2 awards for Favorite Male Hip-Hop Artist and Favorite Hip-Hop Album for The Death of Slim Shady. Gracie Abrams won Best New Artist, and Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars won Best Video Collaboration. Mars also won Favorite Pop Musical Artist of the Year. I was shut out again. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A walk-off win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th. Score tied 1-1. The Brewers' Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! First career walk-off home run for Yelich!
A 400-yard shot to center field. The Brewers winning 5-1 last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been swinging the bat great. Yeah. Special night for him.
Christian Yelich, on what kind of a pitch did he see from the Red Sox Liam Hendricks?
You know, kind of just caught a slider, right? And a big win for us. You know, we battled the whole time, and great team win all around.
The series wrapping up today. College football. Former Badgers wide receiver Quincy Burroughs signed by Western Kentucky. NFL. Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay without Jair Alexander or center Elgton Jenkins. Both players in talks to renegotiate their contracts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Summer's almost here. And at Main Street Bakery, strawberry season is in full bloom. Sink your teeth into the heavenly strawberry cream puffs, filled with fresh whipped cream and bursting with ripe, juicy berries. Brighten your day with strawberry shortcake, layers of soft sponge, luscious cream, and sweet strawberries that simply melt in your mouth. Or dive into the oh-so-satisfying summertime favorite, the decadent strawberry tres leches. Get your strawberry fix today at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
We have some rain on the way today, a quarter inch or even a little more possible by the time everything winds down late this afternoon into this evening. Today, mostly cloudy, upper 50s for a high with cooler mid-50s by the lake. Tonight, we'll drop to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
If you haven't already seen it, chances are you will. I'm talking about rain in the forecast. Come on in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke on the air. This is the Midwest Farm Report. And when you talk agriculture, you talk about weather a lot. Whether you're already done with your lawn seeding, your garden planting, or your field planting, weather's still on your mind. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, is along in a little bit. He'll bring us all the weather details. It does look like you've got a pretty good chance of rain today before about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Maybe even a thunderstorm after 4 p.m. High temperatures today, around 59 degrees. The new rainfall we're expecting anywhere from 10th to a quarter of an inch. Maybe a few areas under those thunderstorms could get a little bit more. Tomorrow, another 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms, mainly in the morning. Partly sunny skies on Thursday, 70 degrees. Friday, another sliver of a chance of rain, probably in the afternoon on Friday. Otherwise, sunny skies and 79. Like I said, Stu's got the weather details on the way. We're also talking about farmers paying attention to weather changes. A new survey out from UW-Madison shows that, yes, indeed, many farmers do believe that we're experiencing climate change, and many of them have already started changing some of their practices to reflect that. That story's on the way. Up first for you on a Wednesday, though, you know, the end of the school year is on the horizon. That puts a smile on a lot of kids' faces and a smile on a lot of teachers' faces, to be quite honest. But it also brings about change. When it comes to agriculture education in Wisconsin, we are scrapping and clawing to make sure that we're getting as many agriculture educators into our state as possible to fill existing positions and help those programs that are thriving expand. I talked about it with Sally Ladston. Sally is the education consultant at the Department of Public Instruction that oversees agriculture, food, and natural resources. She also serves as our Wisconsin FFA advisor, and she's keeping a keen eye on conversations about what agriculture educators are making moves.
Yeah, this is definitely the what I'll call crazy time of year when people start making changes professionally. And so right now we track teacher changes and we're seeing about 19 programs that we're anticipating a change in, whether that's a retirement of a teacher, a change where a teacher chose to leave the program for a variety of reasons, or even starting a new program or a new position. So we track that number pretty closely. Last year, we were right around 60 by the time all was said and done. So I'm anticipating significant movement again this summer, knowing we're right around that 20 mark. Probably at least double that is what I would expect to see, but it's really hard to say this early on in the year. But going into state FFA convention is when we really start to hear about those changes, whether it's, you know, teacher leaving, oh, exciting news, we're starting a new program. The biggest things that we're excited for is seeing agricultural education expanding throughout the state, whether it be the coursework in particular, and also seeing some growth in FFA chapters. In particular, we've got a couple of programs that are looking at hiring an agriculture teacher for the first time, so excited for those programs. And obviously the key there being really hopeful that they can find a teacher to fill those roles. And that's really our biggest challenge. I get a lot of calls asking about starting agriculture programs, and the biggest thing is whether or not a school can find a teacher. We're really fortunate in Wisconsin that we've got a wide range of options for potential teachers to pursue to obtain licensure. And so that's allowed us to maintain a lot of our programs and also to grow in a few places. But I know there's definitely interest out there. As far as the FFA side of things, then we're seeing honestly some growth in the virtual spaces, a few virtual schools looking at coming on board and having conversations about what that looks like and how we can offer our programming in a unique environment and how we can meet the needs of those students in a similar way that we're meeting needs of students attending an in-person classroom. So seeing that change has been really exciting. This year in particular, we're not seeing quite as many retirements that I'm aware of, at least at this point in time, which is a good thing in the sense that we're keeping our teachers and not seeing some changes that way, but also knowing that we're seeing some changes where folks are choosing to leave the profession, whether it be for another subject or leaving teaching altogether and heading into the industry. Obviously, we don't want to get anyone stuck in a position that they don't want to be in, but we also want to find ways to make agricultural education a space where people are really excited to come to work every day and keep them in that profession as long as they're interested.
Well, and you were mentioning to me, some school districts put such a high priority on keeping their agriculture education offerings that they'll ask those teachers to branch out. You said you're changing up some of the certification requirements to bring more people in, maybe with real world skills, as opposed to that agriculture education diploma. Tell me more about how schools are really working hard to keep existing programs in place and maybe find another slot for the, or another cap to wear in other areas.
Yeah, so we see a wide range of licensure options for folks coming into the profession. Historically, you know, there was always this view that you had to go to one of the universities for 4 years, obtain that agricultural education degree, do your student or intern teaching, and then you'd be ready to enter the classroom. But now we've got a huge offering of potential license options. And one that we see a lot of folks utilizing is actually coming from the industry into education through something called an experience-based license. And so that allows that teacher to work with their local school district to make sure that they've got the training needed to be successful in their classroom, but also allows that program to have someone able to come into the program and step in and make sure that that program can make it through. So that's obviously a huge benefit for us to be able to maintain those programs. It just changes what types of supports those teachers might need. And so that's one of the things that we're exploring. We're also seeing some growth in agricultural education. If a school district is struggling to fill another career in technical education area, you know, we know that our shortage in agriculture is there, but we also know that we're finding ways to build connections and grow our pool of applicants in unique ways that allows us to fill some of those positions easier than maybe some other counterparts. And so that's allowed us to grow a few programs where they've had a transition of we're no longer offering another program and instead we're going to expand our agriculture program. And so that's a unique opportunity that we're seeing and also changing the dynamics of what that agricultural education field looks like for some folks.
If you're just joining us, this is Sally Ladson. She's the education consultant at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. She is the coordinator for Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources and the Wisconsin Association of FFA Advisor. Let's talk a little bit about the new offerings that you mentioned there, Sally. Some exciting areas that are looking at agriculture. Some may have already had agriculture education in little bits and snips, but they're trying to double down. And like you said, those virtual classrooms gaining in popularity. Tell me more about those.
Yeah, so we've had a couple of virtual schools charter some FFA chapters. Destinations Virtual Academy was our first one, and really exploring, you know, what does FFA look like in a virtual setting? They were offering some agricultural education coursework. And the key to opening the door then to obtaining that FFA chapter is to have a licensed agriculture teacher. And so they came to us and said, you know, we've got a teacher on board. She's doing a great job getting these classes ready to go. How do we bring FFA into this programming? And so really sat down and looked at how do we make this work and what does that look like from a virtual level? FFA in Wisconsin is still very locally driven, and so we know every chapter looks different. And so for a virtual school, it's just their own take on what other schools are doing. And so that's been really exciting. And I know we've got another virtual school up in northern Wisconsin that's looking at starting and expanding some of their agriculture offerings, making sure they've got that licensed teacher with the hopes of eventually starting an FFA chapter as well. So that's some exciting news for us. And, you know, finding new ways to offer some of this coursework not only expands us into those spaces, but also gives us an opportunity to review some of the work that we're already doing and thinking, you know, are we offering things in the best way, or should we be looking at making some changes to better meet the needs of the industry and our students today? So I think that time of reflection is really helpful for our programming. And when we look at schools across the state of Wisconsin, you know, we're seeing a lot of the offerings within agriculture meeting the industry needs as best as they can. And so working with local industry employers and seeing what does industry look like in our area, how can we best meet the needs of agriculture is something that we're constantly looking at. I know another program that's been started in the last couple of years that teachers are really diving into is a Farm Beats program through Microsoft, actually. They've worked with a few ag teachers, and they're planning to do a similar program this year where they're offering different technology lesson plans for teachers to see how do we integrate technology into the classroom and then expand that and make sure that students are prepared for a very technologically advanced industry and trying to keep up with some of those changes that are happening. So that's really exciting. And I know as we start to explore some of the schools that are really looking at starting programs, that's where a lot of programs are talking to us. I met with an administrator a couple months ago who said, you know, I don't know if agriculture is something that our students are planning to pursue. And as we started talking about the depth and breadth of the agriculture industry, all of these connections were being made about their local area and employers that truly are connected to agriculture. And so expanding that view of what all is encompassed under agriculture has really allowed a lot of school districts to consider agriculture offerings.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, it is the beginning of a conversation we'll have again, I'm sure, with Sally Ladson, our education consultant at the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, overseeing agriculture, food, and natural resources, also acting as the Wisconsin Association of FFA advisor. We'll catch up with her again, I'm sure, in a couple weeks at the Wisconsin State FFA convention, where we'll try to bring you even more numbers, more teacher updates, more programs. Updates from around the state. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. This week, O&H features two springtime Kringle favorites, banana cream pie Kringle and the famous whiskey Kringle. Ripe bananas blended with custard, topped with cream icing, and sprinkled with famous Danish butter cookie crumbles make it a smooth treat. Their whiskey Kringle features a whiskey-infused caramel filling, topped with buttery streusel, a honey whiskey glaze, a touch of smoke, and a drizzle of vanilla icing to lift your spirits. Pick up one or both at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Master Vapist Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Help you out. Pop on over to compeer.com to get your search started. Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, along with us this morning. You know, it is one of those challenging. I don't know, you know, here are we coming up on June already, and I'm still carrying around all kinds of jackets in my truck. These temperatures just still kind of seem to confuse and challenge us depending on where you are in the state.
Well, Pam, once we get through today, throw the extra hoodie back into the house. Mm-hmm. You're not going to worry about it here the end of the week, and certainly not into next week. I think a cool day once we get through today, what we'd consider to be a cool day out of the string, then looking toward Thursday and maybe Sunday will be about a 70 degree high. Other than that, I expect to be much warmer, mid and upper 70s, you know, normal and above. It's time, like you say.
Yeah. Well, you know, today you talk about a hoodie or a sweater. Today it looks like you may still want to grab an umbrella or a slicker, huh?
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to have a major rainstorm, but that's the factor. There is some rainfall that's going to build in. There's been a little. I've got two rainfall reports this morning.
Woo.
Eau Claire at 2/100 of an inch and La Crosse at 5/100 of an inch.
Okay. All right. Well, that tells me, is that kind of the line, and it's moving towards the southeast now?
It's just going to spread east. Yeah, that's the line. Southwest Wisconsin, Dubuque, and right into the southern part of the state, Monroe, probably getting a nice little shower out of it right now. And then there's another group that heads out of southern Minnesota into western Wisconsin, almost up to Wausau, maybe near Stevens Point, Marshfield, Black River Falls, definitely seeing a little rain this morning. Nothing too heavy, like we said, hundredths of an inch. But low pressure's off to the south, and that system is going to mess up haymaking today, no doubt. That system down toward Kentucky, Tennessee, it's going to try to push a bit further east and northeast, and we'll wrap some of that moist air, unstable air, if you will, up toward the state, and that's going to result in some rain. Scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. It's just that, though, a rumble of thunder. Any severe weather is going to be severely limited because of a pretty dry atmosphere, but that small chance does exist. Otherwise, we're just going to see a little rainfall. I think if we really had to pin down, I'd say a tenth of an inch, maybe a quarter inch. Some areas may see just a little over that quarter inch. That rain ends into the nighttime. It may end up in a dry. Later Thursday, again, a chance of a little scattered shower activity. And then again, later Friday into Friday night, a small possibility of a little rain. You get the picture. It's not great for haymaking. It's just going to mean about the time it dries out, you get some rain on it. Hopefully you're getting it in quickly into a bunker or something, and it's not down for all that long. But it's just going to become a little more difficult with that rain chance that tries to pop up every now and again. The temps now respond, and we'll be warming up nicely for Thursday, Friday, day and the weekend. That's what we're talking about, those mid and upper 70s. There may be an 80 in western Wisconsin this weekend. I'd expect those 80s pushing across southern Wisconsin once we get on into early next week. I'll be back with the warmer forecast right after this.
Oh, it is grilling season, and it is time for you to meet Bavaria Sausage if you haven't already. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke reminding you they're located at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7. Saturday, 9 until 1. Always open online, BavariaSausage.com. Just take a look at the variety that you can select from for the center of the plate, the center of the grill. And always keep in mind the clean labels that you're looking at. Bavaria Sausage relies on tried and true old world recipes that really require very few ingredients. They're also always changing product offerings, trying to make sure that you're finding not only the convenience you're looking for, but the quality and taste you're always looking for. Simple to find, BavariaSausage.com, or go to the store, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrota Road in Fitchburg, Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. BavariaSausage.com, get shopping.
All right. I think I'll head that direction today because you're giving me optimism about the forecast.
Yeah, it will be getting warmer. I happen to think of something I should have mentioned. I know they're taking hay off all around me. Unfortunately, I'm seeing a lot of mud coming out of those fields. So it is a little wet, and that's not great for second crop. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Let's look at our forecast today. It's mostly cloudy and showers and maybe even an isolated thunderstorm trying to pop up. Not going to amount to a great deal today. And I'd expect about 60, maybe low 60s in southern Wisconsin. And in the north, not as great of a rain chance, so we stay a little more mild there as well. The north winds 5 to 10. That possibility of rain this evening, still mostly cloudy as we fall to the low 50s in the south into the 40s north. The north wind still only about 5, not very breezy. For Thursday, partly sunny skies, that small rain chance in the south in the afternoon, more likely 70 here, maybe some upper 60s, low 70s in the north. And by Friday, mostly sunny, a small rain chance again later afternoon and evening, but upper 70s, Pam. We start the warming trend then for Friday, and I'd expect upper 70s and maybe some 80s already by Sunday and Monday.
All right. That is nice to hear. You know, the thing about it, we talk about us carrying around jackets. It's not deterring insects. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, posted a video yesterday of all kinds of cutworms and armyworms that are finding Wisconsin's climate just fine. So we got to kind of be mindful of that, too.
Yeah, we don't. They can go away now.
Yeah. I wish they knew that. I wish they could understand. All right, man, we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks, Stu.
All right, see you then.
Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. If you've got weather information you want to share, 877-301-FARM. That's our talk text line, 877-301-3276. Ag Weather brought to you by Compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant. Highway 11, it's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
CBS News Brief. An unmanned SpaceX mega rocket broke apart after blastoff from Texas.
We did spring a leak in some of the fuel tank systems inside of Starship.
The company's last two launches also ended with explosions. Detectives in Waterbury, Connecticut say a suspect is in custody after a shooting at a local mall. Police Chief Fernando Spagnolo.
There were five victims that were struck by gunfire here. They were all transported to local area hospitals where they received treatment.
The Gaza war turned 600 days old today. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert wrote an op-ed for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz.
There is a very popular opinion by, I believe, majority of the Israelis who think that we have to stop the war now.
Chaos erupted at a new aid distribution site in Gaza when thousands of hungry Palestinians overwhelmed the center in Rafah. The local health ministry says one person was killed, 48 wounded when forces opened fire on the crowd. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. On the heels of Lilo and Stitch's incredible showing at the box office, it's time for a tip of the cap to Disney CEO Bob Iger, who returned to run the studio in 2022 in the middle of the pandemic. Variety reports that prior to his arrival, the studio was putting out too many films, quantity over quality. Some of the studio hits since Iger's arrival include Inside Out 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Moana 2, and Deadpool and Wolverine. The four films were some of the biggest hits last year. On the way from the House of Mouse this summer are Avatar 3 and Zootopia. Zootopia 2. The Last of Us Season 2 is in the books. Last Sunday's episode pulled in 3.7 million viewers, a 30% drop from the season's premiere. Despite the 30% drop from the season premiere to the finale, the show is still outperforming Season 1 when it comes to overall numbers. HBO has already given the go-ahead for Season 3. There is no release date, but production is scheduled to start in June. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A walk-off win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th. Score tied 1-1. The Brewers' Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! And out of here! First career walk-off home run for Yelich!
A 400-yard shot to center field. The Brewers winning 5-1 last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been swinging the bat great. Yeah. Special night for him.
Christian Yelich, on what kind of a pitch did he see from the Red Sox Liam Hendricks?
You know, kind of just caught a slider, right? And a big win for us. You know, we battled the whole time, and great team win all around.
The series wrapping up today. College football. Former Badgers wide receiver Quincy Burroughs signed by Western Kentucky. NFL. Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay without Jair Alexander or center Elton Jenkins. Both players in talks to renegotiate their contracts. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
We have some rain on the way today, a quarter inch or even a little more possible by the time everything winds down late this afternoon into this evening. Today, mostly cloudy, upper 50s for a high with cooler mid-50s by the lake. Tonight, we'll drop to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdeliracine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdeliracine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or racineriverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Late July.
Conversations in Washington, D.C. that are threatening funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP for short. You know, that doesn't just impact families and their desire to have a complete meal. It's also impacting farms across the state. Stephanie Hoff's got a story from one of those farms being impacted in Rudolph, Wisconsin. Stick around for that. Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report on a Wednesday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke. Today, 28th day of May. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day, back in 1937, Volkswagen is founded. The automobile manufacturer, whose name means people's car, started in Germany. It's one of the world's biggest, as a matter of fact, producing classics like the VW Golf and the VW Beetle. Volkswagen started on this day back in 1937. On this day, 1961, Amnesty International is started. A publication of Peter Benenson's article, The Forgotten Prisoners, is usually considered the organization's birth hour. Amnesty International, one of the world's most influential human rights organizations around today, started on this day back in 1961. Let's see, what else can I tell you? On this day, 1962, Wide World of Sports with Chris Schenkel premiered on CBS Radio. I just remember the poor skier that ended up repeatedly taking a terrible fall. Wide World of Sports started on this day back in 1962. And a happy birthday for you this morning. He is a former attorney, Rudy Giuliani, still practicing today, I'm sure. Former Associate Attorney General of the United States, Rudy Giuliani, turns 81 years young today. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. Uh-huh. You know how to do it. STEFFESGroup.com. Or if you want to talk to somebody and maybe get your own auction going, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group along with us. I was teasing him. He's got people all over the state of Wisconsin inquiring about working with the Steffes Group, including the sale we want to focus in on today. Hi, Ashley, up in Cribbets.
Yeah, it's up in the corner. But, you know, when we talk real estate, we always got to be ahead because sometimes you might need a bank or something to help you out with that. But we've got a nice 34-acre parcel with a building site and house, lots of outbuildings. And then we have a 20-acre parcel that could be a nice building site someday.
Excellent. And do they have anything besides real estate? Are we talking about the Donowski Estate Farm auction?
Yes, and so actually Wednesday is going to be a three-part auction. So we're going to do the real estate at noon, and that's going to have the two parcels we were just talking about on it. And as we're talking about the real estate on the 29th, there is a preview. So check that out and feel free to swing over. We'll have people that can walk you around and help you out and answer all the questions you might need there. And then at 3 o'clock, we've got part one of the machinery auction. That's going to be the farm equipment. He's a big collector of White and Oliver tractors. So and some Minneapolis Moline's in there, skid loaders, attachments, some hay equipment. And then later on in the evening, we're going to be doing the shop tools, which includes a nice Miller MIG welder. There's bandsaw, surface grinder, woodworking tools, just a lot. So it got spread out over three auctions.
Yeah, I'm looking at it online right now, folks, and you can do the same. StephisGroup.com. If you just type in Danowski, you will see what Ashley's talking about. One question. I had never thought about this, but if you're doing a real estate auction, is it as easy to do real estate on the website, Ashley, versus that physical experience? Tell me a little bit about that quick.
Yeah, it really is. You know, as far as the bidding process goes, it is the same. The extension works the same. However, being that it is real estate, getting signed up, is a little bit different process. So you'll go in there, you'll request a bid, and you will not have your bidding privileges turned on until you actually talk to one of us from the office.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that you understand the terms and conditions. You know, it's real estate. Everything has to be in writing. And so there's a lot more involved there legally in the eyes of the real estate world that we have to do. So we want to make sure that we actually have a conversation, you understand the ramifications of what you're doing, you're comfortable with the bidding process, because, you know, those are bigger numbers. We don't want people putting in extra zeros and things like that.
And do you check to make sure they've got funds available or anything like that?
Yeah, we have a conversation, you know, you know, and things like that. Now, typically on these real estate auctions, it's not, you know, we're not contingent on any kind of financing.
Okay.
So it is you're more than willing and able to get financing.
Right.
You just have to do it within the time frame that we have set up on there. But it's not contingent. So if your financing falls through, then, you know, you're going to have to call a rich uncle or somebody like that.
Well, that's good to know. That's why I asked the question. Good enough, Ashley Hewen, along with us on a Wednesday. As usual, with the Steffes Group, that's one of the questions that you might have asked. They do a wonderful job with all their online business, and now you know that includes real estate. Find out more. Go to their website, steffesgroup.com. That's STEFFES group.com. Or if you're looking at participating in the sale, need to talk financing, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
What's that you say? You didn't hear what the guest said, or you missed part of the conversation? No problem. Pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, and glance through our podcast playlist. You'll see the entire conversation or the completed show all in that list. Plus, you might stumble across something that you missed. Score! That podcast playlist is also a great way to pass the time in the truck cab or the tractor seat. That's MidwestFarmReport.com.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Believe it or not, for a lot of Wisconsin farmers, spring planting is already in the rearview mirror. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows as of Sunday across the state, 85% of our corn was already in the ground, 80% of our soybeans had been planted, and farmers are feeling fairly confident about the crops, at least right now. 62% say their corn crop looks good to excellent. We've got 88% of our potatoes already in the ground, about 20% of our first cutting of alfalfa has already been harvested. And again, like I said, farmers feeling pretty good. 79% of that first cutting of alfalfa rated good to excellent. Now, that's not the case for all farmers. Kurt Lahr is a regional production specialist with CHS. He says right now, compared to states like Illinois that are struggling with too much rain, Wisconsin's looking pretty good.
Wisconsin's in really good, in a really good position right now. Slightly ahead of year-over-year in planting, especially for corn and soybeans. The recent rains we've had in the last couple of days is really going to help that subsoil moisture, even though I think currently Wisconsin in a lot of areas was 70% adequate in subsoil moisture. So we're just in a really good spot.
Yes, we are. Kurt Lahr, regional production specialist with CHS. Now, in overnight electronic trade, despite the fact that our crops look okay in the fields, markets are a little mixed to start us off. Currently, we've got July corn up 3, December new crop up 3 at 449. July soybeans are down a half. November new crop down a penny at 1050. July wheat right now up 6.5, 535 a bushel. Dairy had a crazy day yesterday. Barrel cheese was up a penny and a quarter at 186.5. 40-pound block cheese gained a nickel to 192. Double A butter on Tuesday up a dime to 252 a bushel. Now, as far as milk is concerned this morning, the June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese ready to expire up 27 cents, closed at 1961. July's up 3 at 2019 a hundredweight. Interesting new survey out from the University of Wisconsin in Madison that shows farmers are paying attention to climate change. The survey was of more than 900 Wisconsin farmers, and it found that a majority do acknowledge climate change is happening and is influencing what they're doing today and what they're planning for in the future. The survey was done by SHAL. SHAL, in this case, stands for Soil Health and Agroecological Living Lab. That's within the Department of Community and Environmental Sciences Sociology on the UW-Madison campus. They also collaborated with UW-River Falls Survey Research Center. They started this survey back in February. About 3,200 farms were involved. They had a 29% response rate, which is fantastic. And some of the takeaways show that 56% of those farms that responded said they believe climate change is happening, and some have started putting different practices in place because of it. 46% of the farms said their practices cover crops. 38% are putting in some kind of diversity crop plan, and 39% are using conservation tillage. 47% of the farms that responded said they agree or strongly agree that climate change will harm agriculture in Wisconsin, and 46% believe that climate change is happening because of human activity.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
How come I can't sit in the front seat?
seat because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fresh produce, fish fillets, and beef year-round to Wisconsin consumers. He also tells me that it's a major asset that SNAP recipients can purchase food from farmers market vendors. Carl was recently in Washington, D.C., asking lawmakers to support a strong supplemental nutrition assistance program. First, he tells us about his farm in Rudolph, which from the outside looks like a dairy farm. But on the inside, there aren't any cows. There's fish.
We have eight 200-gallon tanks where the tilapia live. They get fed a natural food. They produce a nutrient-rich water. Then the nutrient-rich water flows through a floating raft system where the plants grow. We have a 52-day cycle is what it takes to go from start to finish.
It's kind of an interesting story. You went from milking cows to growing produce.
I milk cows my whole life on the farm that I was born and raised. That's just a mile down the road from where we are right now. In 2022, the dairy farm sold. Just the buildings. I kept all my organic land. And fortunately, we had this other barn to move down to. So now we're all set up there. My son's been doing this for 10 years while I was milking cows. So it was kind of a dual operation.
What's the consumer's view on aquaponics?
Well, they're very intrigued on it. And one of the big benefits is that our lettuce was harvested 12 to 24 hours ago. So it's very fresh. It has a 2+ week shelf life. So the people like that they have a product that is clean and will stay fresh. We introduced tilapia fillets to the public too, so they see the many benefits that they're getting from this system.
Does it extend your growing season at all? I see you've got some leafy greens here that perhaps other people don't have yet.
Well, as the label says here, it's June 21st, 365. We never stop. So when I was at the Dane County Farmers Winter Market, these same greens were there. Now, you know, everybody in their high tunnels and stuff is starting to produce, but we have a following. They like what we're doing, and they like the taste. They like the freshness. There are some stories is that we hear people that had to quit eating the greens in the store because it didn't agree with them anymore. So they tried ours, and now they can eat fresh greens again.
Is the farmer's market your primary market?
No, back home up in Wausau, we have two restaurants, Scotty's Ale House and Breakfast Bear. We sell at the Stevens Point Co-op in Stevens Point, and then a Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids. I love what I'm doing. Part of it is the education, educating people. I did graduate from Madison College last May for artisanal meat butchering culinary. So I'm taking that education and I'm teaching people what to do with a roast, what to do with certain pieces of meat that they're not familiar with, you know, and they're excited, you know, and they're being able to feed their family a good food that I provide.
You're going to have to teach me how to use some of this stuff. Pak choy?
What we have is a summer crisp, is a head lettuce. We have a gourmet loose lettuce, like a spring mix. Then we have a straight romaine. And then what we've gotten into is some specialty greens. We do chives. This is a Tokyo. It's an Asian green. Then we have Gai Ling, which is a Chinese broccoli. Then we do fresh Swiss chard. Pak choy is like bok choy, but it's a loose open head, which grows very well in our aquaponics room. And then we have what's called beet greens.
The reason you get into some of these specialty greens, is this what the consumer is after? Something a little different than your typical spring mix?
Yes, we're trying to be diverse and provide something that isn't real common, you know, available in a fresh state like this. You can probably get it in the grocery store that's shipped in from who knows where, but, you know, we're providing it fresh here.
People are coming up to you exchanging cash, but there's more options for folks who may not have that kind of expendable money.
At the farmer farmer's market at the information desk, you can bring your SNAP card and you can redeem it for tokens. And those tokens then can be spent at the farmer's market here. And our market here at Dane County, we have a grant program which is called Double Dollars. So when you bring your SNAP card in and you get a dollar off of your SNAP card, we give you another dollar. So you're actually getting $2 worth of money to spend at the farmer's market.
Has that helped you as a producer with people having more ways to purchase?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, it's put thousands and thousands of dollars into the farmer's markets here in Dane County and back home in Wausau and Stevens Point. So, yeah, it's a very important program. I just spent 3 days in Washington, D.C., campaigning with Farmers Union. It's very important what we stress to the politicians is that in the Farm Bill, we need a strong nutrition program.
Carl Flagg, along with us from Flagg Family Farm out of Rudolph. He says he felt optimistic after talking with Wisconsin's delegation in Washington, D.C., whether or not to cut back on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is a large point of discussion this week in Congress during the budget reconciliation process. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
How the Food as Medicine movement helps farmers today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Locally grown food is perfect for the food as medicine movement. Fresh food is generally a healthier option, according to Paula Martin, who works with the Groundwork Center for Resilient Communities in Traverse City, Michigan.
We understand that local food and farming systems help keep money locally. It promotes health significantly, and we really do want to preserve farmland.
Martin says the Groundwork Center works to serve multiple locales around Michigan, and that's good for farmers in those areas.
We support farmers by finding markets for them and getting locally grown food into our food access and emergency programs. We make sure it's equitably distributed.
Martin says healthy foods options are becoming more of a staple in the healthcare arena.
The state of Michigan will be launching in June part of their Medicaid health plans in lieu of medical services. And that does cover prescriptions for produce programs, medically tailored meal programs, medically tailored groceries, and then healthy food boxes.
Martin was participating in a recent Farm Foundation forum on food, health, and agricultural innovation. You can find a link to a recording on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. And I'll have more from that event tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel.
Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50, just west of Green Bay Road.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with new Trump administration attacks on Harvard and other universities and colleges that count on tuition from foreign students. The State Department has placed a pause on all overseas interviews for student visas. Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce.
Every sovereign country has a right to know who's trying to come in, why they want to come in, who they are, what they've been doing, and at least hopefully within that framework, determine what they will be doing.
On the Harvard campus in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
When immigrants are under attack, what do we do?
Protests over the president's actions, which include a new bid to end all federal contracts with the university. Fernando Reimers heads the Harvard's Global Education Innovation Initiative.
The university is doing what it can, but these actions are pretty damaging, as is the recent ban on foreign students and scholars that would prevent them.